Today we see the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ most fully shown out of any day of the year. The priest is the one who is the bridge between God and his people. He is the one who allows God to come down to his people and the people to come back to God after God has retrieved them. And today is the day that Jesus made that happen. In each scripture passage today, we see elements of it, even down to the fact that he wore a seamless tunic, which was something that only the high priest would have and only the high priest would wear, because something without seams was extraordinarily difficult to make in the days of Christ. And so God, as we heard in the second reading today, took on human flesh and became like one of us. He became man. He took on the flesh of one human being, Jesus Christ. And this person we heard in the first reading, my servant shall prosper. He shall be raised high and greatly exalted. But then immediately after that, he was also marred. And his look was beyond any human semblance, a startling look. Those two sides of our Lord we've seen already this week. On Palm Sunday, he is greatly exalted. And today, on Good Friday, he is marred beyond resemblance. Because today is the day that he took the burden of our humanity and the consequence of our sins. He took the consequence of our turning away from God, the consequence of our breaking the covenant that we would be his people, repeated breaking of that covenant. Today is the day that he took those consequences on himself. That is, today is the day he took death on himself and bore that for all of us. Tomorrow, we begin to celebrate Christ's triumph over sin, that God, in taking our flesh and sin and death upon himself, rendered all of it useless and powerless. But today, we look at the result of our sin. We look at the result of our vainglory and pride. We look at the result of our envy. We look at the result of our wrath. We look at the result of our acedia and sloth. We look at the result of our greed. We look at the result of our gluttony and the result of our lust. Ultimately, today we look at the result of our failure. Because today we look and remember that we killed God and he let us do it. He let us do it because he loves us enough to respect our decisions, our collective human decision to commit the most egregious sin in all of history, to put the one who is the author of life to death. And so, Jesus took that sin and all of the others onto the cross with him, because he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, in the hope that we will leave that sin behind and turn to him. Many people disbelieve, but it's because they want to. They don't want to take the cross seriously. But that's the fate we should never allow ourselves to fall to. Because we joined Christ in the process of putting our sin to death when we were baptized. And now it's our task to work, to leave that sin behind us so that we can join him one day, body and soul, in that glorious resurrection that awaits us. Today we remember that we killed God, but we also remember that he forgave us, just as he forgave St. Dismas from his mighty throne of the cross. And if Christ has forgiven that, and then Right after that forgiveness is given, he invites us to join him forever. What does that say about the love that God has for each and every one of us? He has asked us to join him. Today we join our Lord on the cross. One day we will join him in the death of our bodies. And then, after that, we hope to join him in eternal glory.